Hello and welcome to QCast. I'm Michelle Binger. According to experts like David Dornfeld, the future of manufacturing looks green. Dornfeld is a manufacturing engineering professor at the University of California, Berkeley. He recently edited a book on green manufacturing that will be out later this month. When I spoke to Dornfeld, he explained green's connection to quality.
If you go back to kind of Deming's principles, most of them actually apply just as well to green manufacturing or environmental considerations as they do to more generic manufacturing activities, because he was very much concerned about doing the right thing, doing it the first time correctly, measuring what you've done, and making constant improvement, etc. Henry Ford was a particularly strong environmentalist, but he also didn't like to buy things and then throw them away, or throw away a portion of it, and then also you have to pay to get rid of it, right? You have to pay to haul it away, or you have somebody take it off the shop floor or something. So, I mean, the idea of trying to get as much yield out of material or out of energy or out of other resources is quite consistent with continuous improvement in the manufacturing process. And then there's also discussion underlying this sort of finally on whether you're concerned about the use phase of the product or the manufacturing phase. So in some cases, the manufacturing phase doesn't really contribute all that much to the life cycle impact of the products. You can imagine maybe an automobile where the bulk of the impact of the vehicle is the burning of fuel and consuming of resources during its use phase. So manufacturing phase tends to be relatively small. So then the question is kind of like, well, so why bother with manufacturing? But sometimes there are things you can do in the manufacturing phase that actually improve the life cycle impact of the product. In the case of an automobile, you might come up with some technology that improves the operating efficiency of the engine. Maybe the fuel injector is better, maybe the friction is lower, or maybe the bearings are better, or you've got some dramatic shape of the piston, which improves combustion efficiency based upon manufacturing capability. And so then investing a little bit of resource in the manufacturing end of it, which also probably gives you some performance improvements in terms of the vehicle, but it also dramatically then reduces the life cycle impact of the car, because if you increase gas fuel economy, that goes right to the bottom line.
In addition to his work on green and sustainability, Dornfeld also participated in the Advanced Manufacturing Partnership that aims to connect academia and industry. Despite the political climate, it appears that manufacturing is something both parties can agree on.
There seems to be very strong bipartisan support for manufacturing, so it's not like this is a watershed issue or a wedge issue between anybody. It's just that getting the resources together at this time with the uncertainty, with big deficits and the concern about spending money that people don't have, and secondly, initiatives that kind of go forward during an election cycle that may be perceived to benefit one group or another, very difficult to do that. The level of awareness of the importance of this to the country and the interesting opportunities that students have and folks have at all levels, not just college, but junior college, community college, to go into manufacturing and make an impact, and the importance that this plays in sort of a balanced economy is probably never been higher. And not just, because we've lost so many jobs, but just because there's a renewed interest in it. So that's rather encouraging. So we'll see what happens after the election, if things move forward, or if it just sort of gets lost in the noise.
I'm Michelle Bangert. Thanks for listening.